Welcome into the Michael Walsh Show. I'm excited for you. We are literally launching now in our brand new studio. It's really cool. We got a lot of great things to come. You're going to love all of the things that we're going to have to offer. I really believe it's going to create an experience for you that's going to be more user-friendly, more applicable to your life. The purpose has always been and will always be to help you live in a way that you can live on purpose and then really add value to the world around you, right? That's really the goal of what we're trying to do here. So I wanted to talk today about the idea of whether or not your life is living in a way that you are living on offense or you're living on defense. And by the way, if you're listening to this via podcast, I know we have many listeners from all over the world. Thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. If you're so inclined, now these videos are going to be found on YouTube. So you can just search Michael Walsh Show on YouTube, or Michael D. Wall is the actual channel. And there's going to be many other places you'll be able to find it as well, at Real Michael Wall on Facebook and some other things like that. So if you're listening in on audio and you're like, hey, where do I see the video side? Well, that's where you need to go. Well, let's talk about this, living life on offense or defense. It's such an interesting topic, and I think it's one that we don't always think about. We just live our life, we go about our day, we do what we do, and we just kind of find ourselves kind of in ruts and routines sometimes, and that can be detrimental, quite honestly. It can be something that can cause us to just kind of be okay with status quo. And there's a couple notes that I made here. If you're like me, you remember some things, but you remember them way better when you write them down, right? So a couple things that stood out to me that I wanted to share here that I think is so important. You know, when you're in a place, if you look at football as an example, or if you look at baseball, or if you look at any other sport for that matter, and you say, okay, well, what is the difference of the offense and the defense, right? And it always used to be said before, it's a good defense will win a football game. I really believe that's changed. And a lot of times when you look at defense, what they're doing is they're just kind of defending. They're on the back. They're kind of pedaling back. They're kind of reacting to what the offense does. That's their mission. That's their goal. And when you live that way in life, you're just reacting to the things that come at you. You're in a place where you're saying, wow, this happened, and what do I do now? Or that happened, what do I do now? You're not literally moving forward and saying, okay, I'm going to be proactive, and you know, I'm going to say, okay, here's where I want to go. I know I'm probably going to face some challenges along the way, but what do I need to do actionably to create the momentum necessary to get there? Not everything you do is going to be successful right away. That's par for the course. Failure is part of the learning journey to success, right? You got to be okay with that. But the difference is if you're on defense, you're stepping back and you're reacting. If you're on offense, you are taking that proactive approach that I just mentioned. I mean, think about what the offense does in a football game. They literally look for areas. They look for places in the defense that are susceptible places, right? Here's some weaknesses. Okay, here's a weakness. And there's a weakness. Oh, look, the guy's not lining up the way he should be. Or look, we have an advantage over here because this player is so much better than that player, whatever it may be. They look for weaknesses, and they look for ways to exploit those weaknesses. Now, I think in life, you know, one of the things that we always want to be doing when we're moving forward is always looking to find ways to continue to add value to those around you. You know, the more value that you add to others, oftentimes, the more income that you make. Have you ever thought about it like that? The more complex the problems that you're able to solve, the more you should be able to command for your income. And that's part of being proactive. That's part of growing. That's part of saying, how can I get better? How can I take the skills that I have now and grow them in such a way that I can add more value in the future? How can I literally be in a place today where I can say, okay, what got me to where I am today is probably not what's going to get me to where I need to be in the future. So when you look at living life on the offense or living life on the defense, I think it's pretty clear, if you didn't pick this up, my desire is for you to be thinking from the lens that you literally want to live life on offense. You want to live life proactively, moving forward, looking for opportunities, looking for areas that you can exploit. Now, that's not, sometimes you can look at that as a negative term, but I look at that very much as a positive term. right? Anytime we look at any industry, look at Amazon as an example, Jeff Bezos. One of the things that he did is he realized there was a massive need. There was a massive need for convenience and ease when it comes to just how we live our life, right? There was a need for that. And so what he did is he basically said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create opportunity for people to have a simple format where they can buy the goods and services that they want. I'm going to ship it to them. And oh, by the way, since I already have a captured audience, I'm going to offer them a video outlet, and I'm going to offer them an outlet to do this and an outlet to do that and all of these other things. And I'm going to buy, you know, a grocery store called Whole Foods because people like to eat from time to time, right? So it's just taking advantage of saying, okay, what are some of the weaknesses in the current marketplace today? And I'm going to exploit those by providing solutions that people are looking for. Don't ever forget this. And I love this quote. I love this thought. This is something that's kind of rested in my mind for years, almost 20 years of being in business. Many of you know that I have several companies in the financial field, Wall Private Wealth and U.S. Private Wealth. Wall Lehman is a consulting company. Michael D. Wall is a motivational company. We have some other coaching and educational services through that arm. But there's a thought that I love that has always been a resounding theme with everything that we do. And that is this. Don't ever forget this. And that is the fact that a lot of people don't know what they want because they don't know what's available. I mean, think about it like this. When you're in a place where if you want to go on a vacation, and you're like, man, you know, I want to take a really nice vacation. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to go with my family. And you start to research. As an example, my family and I were looking to head to the mountains, right? We love going to the mountains and kind of just unplugging and fires, campfires and s'mores on the campfires and all these fun little things. Well, sometimes maybe you don't know where you're going to go stay until you start to look, right? And can you imagine, or if remember back, if you're old enough to know this, maybe if you're, you know, older than 40, you may remember this. If you're younger than 40, you may not remember this. And Maggie's actually here. She works with us. She's taking notes. She's younger than 40, so she may not remember this. But our camera guy does because he's older than 40. He's in my lane, baby. What I can tell you is this. I remember a time where we would take trips before, a long time ago, and it was a lot more challenging to find places to stay. You know, Marriott didn't have the Bonvoy app where you could just go in and say, okay, I want to stay here, here, here. You couldn't just go to Google and say, hey, I want to be here, here, here. You didn't have Airbnb and VRBO and all these other things that have made it easy for consumers to bring to market the experiences that you may want to participate in. But again, in that fact, you know, you didn't know what was available initially, right? You didn't know what you wanted initially because you didn't know what was available. And that's why I say a lot of people don't know what they want because they don't know what's available. Part of listening to this show, right, is learning and growing and expanding your horizon, living a motivated life, living a life with intention. And my desire for this show specifically is to help you be in a place where you say, I want to live on the offense, not the defense, not reactionary, not stepping back, not on your heels saying, ah, you know, when you think about it, if you're trying to run forward, you don't run on your heels, right? If you're back like this and you're on your heels, you're literally in a place where you are now, you know, you don't have your balance. You can't press forward. You can't press on the way you need to. So we have to be thinking about what are some ways that I can be more proactive. So let me give you some practical steps and tips as we land this plane and end this show. The first thing that you can do, and I'm always a big believer of reevaluation. You want to always reevaluate, you know, where you are in life, what's happening, what are you doing right now? You might be working a 9-to-5 job. You might be working you might be a business owner. You might have a massive career. You might be in a place where you're saying, I don't really know what I want to do right now, right? So the first thing that you need to do to get on the offensive is understand what you're passionate about, right? You can run way faster into things that you're passionate about than things that you're just doing because you need a paycheck. It's just the way it is. So think about what are you passionate about? First step is that. Write them down. What are you passionate about, right? Number one. Number two, what are some ways that you can grow your passion? There is so much information out there today. We literally are in a place in our world today where the excuse of, I just don't know where to go to get the information, quite honestly, is complete nonsense, right? Because with all of the information that lives on the internet today, from YouTube to just Googling things and Wikipedia and all of this other stuff, right? There is so much content out there today. You can literally get a four-year degree almost from like a university-style degree for free with all the content that's on the internet today. Now, you may not get the piece of paper, but the point is it's there. So what can you do now that you find, you know what your passion is? What are you doing, step two, to grow that passion? What are you doing to grow your knowledge in that lane? Because the more you know, the more value that you can add. The more value that you can add, the more valuable you become. The more valuable you become, guess what? The more money you make. The more money you make, the more you can enjoy life. The more you can buy the things maybe that you want to buy. The more you can give to organizations that need your help. The more that you can really make an impact in the world. So what are you passionate about? What are you doing to grow your passion? And number three, make sure, maybe this is number one, but I'm going to put it as number three. You really need to be in a place where you are listening to things like this show, okay? We're over 200 shows now on the Michael Wall Show. And the reason we wanted to change it to video and things like that is so you could have a more interactive experience and really be able to feel like you can connect better with the show, connect better with us, and really apply more what's happening. Number three, you need to be putting positive things in the brain. You need to be constantly saying, what am I doing to get my mind in the right place? These are all steps that will help you live on the offensive in life. Because now you're growing, you're excited, you're in a place where you're learning something new. If you've ever seen or watched a child or someone working in a career as they're growing and as they're, you know, accomplishing things, those are the people that are happy, they're joyful because they're actually growing in their life. They're not just stagnant and they're in a place where they're like, I don't really know what's next. I just kind of do this today because this is what I did yesterday. And it's no way to live life. If you apply those three things that you saw on the screen, and if you didn't watch this on the screen, you want to go back and watch the video. As I mentioned, just search Michael Wall Show on YouTube. These things, I guarantee if you apply them, will literally help you not only grow your life, become more focused in life, but live more in a way that you are really living on purpose so you can live with purpose. I hope this gave some significant value to you. I know it will if you apply these principles. And I want to challenge you to share this with someone. I know there's probably three or four or five people, maybe more, in your texts thread that you've been texting over the course of the last week or 2 weeks or whatever. Maybe you've been sharing a lot of political text and what's going on today and what's happening with Biden or Trump or, you know, Pelosi or all of these things that we can be consumed and worried about that, quite honestly, neither you nor I can control. So why not help your friends, the people you care about, your family, reframe their mind with things that can help them grow? You know, it works better like with a convoy, right? You all work together to accomplish the same goals, right? And with many hands, the workload is light. We've heard of things like that before. So get people on your team that are thinking the same way. There might even be some people on your team right now that you really want to help them change their mindset. And I got stinking thinking. Well, one of the great ways to change that is to get them some information to help them think differently. So share this show, wherever you saw it, wherever you listened to it, with someone that needs to hear it, three or four or five folks. The other thing is, if you're listening to this show on YouTube, we would love to have your, obviously, like and subscribe. Make sure you hit the notification bell so that way you know when the next videos are coming out and you're aware of that as well. You want to make sure there's going to be some new insight that we're going to be sharing. You don't want to miss out on any of that because I know it's going to help you improve and change your life. Now, I didn't mention in the beginning, but I always like to give credit to those helping us with this show, and that is really some of the other brands that we have that are helping families protect, grow, and reduce taxes on their wealth. You can find information there by heading over to leanonthewall.com. So if you got questions about your wealth, you got questions about saving taxes, you got questions about protecting your wealth, you got questions about, maybe you have a business, you need consulting or coaching, all of that information can be found by heading over to leanonthewall.com. Well, hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm excited for what's to come. Thanks for joining me on the journey. And until next time, it's all about challenging each other to live on purpose so we can live with purpose. Have a great one. We'll see you soon.